Hello, everyone. Welcome back, and thank you for joining us on the Live on Real with Glover U podcast, where every week, Jeff Glover will dive deep into the questions that you are asking. He understands the challenges you are facing on a day-to-day basis because he still works every day on the front lines of real estate, with him and his team closing over 1,000 homes per year. We are on episode 6 of a 7-part series where Jeff is going to go deep into the 7 steps to an effective real estate agent's business plan. On this episode, Jeff will go over steps 6 and 7, daily schedule. In these steps, Jeff walks you through the process him and his team use to plan out each day to reach their goals, with a focus on owning their mornings. You can download a blank copy of the plan at www.gloveru.com/2019plan. Now, let's hear from Jeff Glover on how to continue on your business plan for 2019.
I'm excited about this one, just as I've been excited about the other ones. This is probably the second most important part of the plan. Most important part of the plan, hands down, was part 5, which was putting together the action plan and the changes you're going to implement. However, that means nothing if you're not going to change your daily schedule. Now, here's the deal. If you don't have a goal to increase your business, your daily schedule doesn't have to really change. But if you wrote things down on the plan of action and you have a goal to increase your business this year, then your schedule must change. We have a theme this year with our company, which is called Win the Morning, Own the Day, Live Unreal. And so for years and years, I've went through with our agents and put together a full schedule. What do you do from the time you get up to the end of the day? And I've helped them with their schedule based on what their goals are. Well, and by the way, I would still recommend you do the same thing. I want to know what you're going to do from the time you get up until the end of the day. That's your daily routine. Oh, by the way, don't forget about Saturday or Sunday. And it shouldn't change. You should treat it like a real job where you punch in, punch out. You know, this is the business where you need to be accountable for what you're doing. That's why people hire people like us to help coach. And that's why there's coaching organizations to be held accountable. What's different about this year versus all of the plans we've put together in the past is I don't really care what our agents are doing in the afternoon and the evening, as long as they own their morning. Master your morning, and the rest will fall into place. So when you look at our plan, you'll see in there it starts at 8 a.m. Well, you might start a little earlier. You might start at 7 a.m. You might start at 6 a.m. I'm most interested in what you're doing from the time you get up until 12 noon. And I want to make sure that you're not including any administration or income servicing activities in the morning routine. Income servicing activities, administration, paperwork, emails, negotiating, none of that stuff. That stuff's not going anywhere. It's going to be in your inbox when we get into the afternoon. We used to have a rule in our office. Nobody uses the copier before 12 noon. Why is that? Because their offers and things, they're not going anywhere. No administration in the morning. You can take care of all that stuff around lunchtime, either right before or right after. So if you've increased your goals for 2019, then I need to know what your new daily schedule is going to look like. Are you getting up a little bit earlier? Are you being a little bit more efficient? And I want an hour by hour routine. Break up your schedule into 3 parts: the morning, the time you get up until 12 noon, the afternoon, basically lunchtime until about 3:30, 4 o'clock. Reserve that time for your admin work. Studies have shown we're least productive and our energy levels are at their lowest from lunchtime until about 3:30, 4 p.m. So guess what? Do all your admin during that time. Just don't do any of it in the morning. Go to your closings during that time. Go do your inspections during that time. Just don't do any of that in the morning. And then guess what? What do we do after 4 or 5 o'clock? It's showtime. I'm going on listing presentations. I'm going on buyer consultations. I reserve all of that for either right before dinner or right after dinner. Why? Because that's when the consumers expect us. So if we got to get the little ones home or we got to go to a soccer game, make sure you're putting all that stuff in first. Put the personal stuff into your schedule first and build the business stuff around it. Well, Jeff, what should I put in my schedule? I'll share those with you now. I want you to put role play time. All right, role play, training, any type of training, role play, skill building needs to be in the schedule. Plan for it in advance. I want you to do lead generation, also known as prospecting time. You know, we talked about before, probably a couple hours a day. I want to see lead follow-up in there. These are all the priorities that should be in your schedule. Lead follow-up, maybe 30 minutes a day, 45 minutes a day. You have to picture everyone's walking around with a big funnel. Prospecting puts people in the funnel. Lead follow-up pushes them through. All right, so I need to see lead follow-up activities in there. I need to see administrative duties, going to home inspections, doing CMAs, reviewing contracts, returning emails, going back and forth with co-op agents on things. That's all administration, which, by the way, should happen in the afternoon. listing presentations, buyer consultations, and or door knocking. All right, if I remember, I don't have a listing presentation or a buyer consultation, I'm going to go see someone face-to-face. I'm going to go visit a couple expireds that came off the market today. Why not? Right? If they came off the market, chances are they're looking to relist. Why not go see them? If I don't have an appointment today, what am I doing at 4 or 5 o'clock anyways? It's in my schedule to go see someone. It says showtime in my schedule. I don't have an appointment. Why would I go home? No, instead, I'm going to go see someone and try to get an appointment set. And of course, you got to have the family, the personal, everything else in there. But I would encourage you to put your personal stuff in first. Put the exercise in, put the time with the family in, put the soccer games, put the dinners, put all your personal time in first. If your goal is to increase your business and you've written out things on your plan of action, then guess what? They got to go somewhere on the schedule. So put all that in the schedule, set yourself up for a successful 2019, and let's rock.
Thank you for taking your time to join Jeff today on the Live Unreal with Glover U podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe. Search for Live Unreal with Glover U on iTunes or Podbean today. Until next time, remember, the day I give up my morning lead generation is the day I give up my income.